demanded an urgent and horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news, and I got some bad news.
Now, this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Well, we have an interesting debate going on, or maybe an ethical debate here. Fox Sports anchor, I believe she's still with Fox, right? Carissa Thompson was on one of the Barstool shows. She was with the Big Cat. And she goes into basically talk about when she was starting out on the as a sideline reporter that she would more or less just kind of make stuff up. Just say she talked to a coach about an injury or this or that or whatever. Here's the clip. Here's Carissa Thompson talking about, you know, the fact that maybe, or the fact that she made stuff up at times when she was starting out.
And I've said this before, so I haven't been fired for saying it, but I'll say it again. I would make up the report sometimes because, A, the coach wouldn't come out at halftime, or it was too late, and I was like, I didn't want to screw up the report. So I was like, I'm just going to make this up because, first of all, no coach is going to get mad if I say, hey, we need to stop hurting ourselves. We need to be better on third down. We need to stop turning the ball
pressure
over.
The quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. and do a better job of getting off the field. Like, they're not going to correct me on that.
Right.
So I'm like, it's fine. I'll just make up the report.
Okay, there's Carissa Thompson saying that, hey, sometimes a coach wouldn't come out of the locker room in time and I knew they were going to cue me and go to me and all that stuff. So I would just essentially make it up. I would just say the coach is hoping they can run the ball better or they can, like Big Cat said, blitz the quarterback better. Listen, I'll be the first to admit the sideline interviews. I mean, I've watched a lot of football. I never once get anything out of those, ever. Maybe injury stuff. If a coach is asked if a certain player is going to come back in the game, yeah, maybe that. But most of the time, especially in the NBA, like they go to Popovich on the sideline and he hates those. I get why. I don't even know why we have them necessarily. So she goes out on her Instagram to address the comments that she made. She said, okay, let's address the elephant in the room. I have a responsibility to myself and my employers to clarify what is being reported. Went on a podcast this week, and I said I would make up reports early in my career when I worked as a sideline reporter before I transitioned to my current host role. Working in media, I understand how important words are, and I chose the wrong words to describe the situation. I'm sorry, I have never lied about anything or been unethical during my time as a sports broadcaster. But you said it. You said you did. It sounded pretty convincing to me on that clip that you made stuff up if you couldn't get a coach.
You know, Brady, I just want to let you know, prior to producing the whole show, I used to make stuff up. But I've never done anything unethical here.
Yeah. I mean, that's she's basically saying,
I just chose the wrong words.
She's saying, I chose the wrong words. I'm like, wait, that's not really a word flub, man. You just said it. You said you made stuff up. She goes,
it's
in the
fine.
Absence.
I'll make up the report.
Yeah, keep that. In the absence of a coach providing any information that could further my report, I would use information that I learned and saw during the first half to create my report. For example, if a team was 0 for 7 on third down, that would clearly be an area they need to improve on in the second half. In these instances, I never attributed anything I said to a player or coach. I have nothing but respect for sideline reporters and for the tireless work they put in behind the scenes and on the field. I am only appreciative and humble to work alongside some of the best in the business and call them some of my best friends. Okay, let's unpack it. She's saying that she didn't attribute. Can you play the clip back? Doesn't she say she attributes to a coach or a player? Play the clip back, Mike, if we have it.
And I've said this before, so I haven't been fired for saying it, but I'll say it again. I would make up the report sometimes because, A, the coach wouldn't come out at halftime or it was too late. And I was like, I didn't want to screw up the report. So I was like, I'm just going to make this up because, first of all, no coach is going to get mad if I say, hey, we need to stop hurting ourselves. We need to be better on third down. We need to stop turning the ball
pressure
over.
The quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. and do a better job of getting off the field. Like, they're not going to correct me on that.
Right.
So I'm like, it's fine. I'll just make up the report.
Now, initially when I hear that Carissa Thompson lied or made stuff up on the sideline, when you hear that as a whole, My first reaction, and I was arguing with Tanner, believe it or not, about this off the air. My first reaction was no. You obviously that's wrong. And Tanner, of course, you know, being kind of a you know meanie, said he had no problem with it. So we went to argue. But when I hear the clip and I read her statement, she doesn't necessarily say that she attributed what a coach said. She wasn't giving quotes. She wasn't saying, now, I don't know. She might have done that. But in that clip where she admits it, she said she would make stuff up and that maybe if they were 0-for-7 or whatever, you know, they clearly need to get better on third down, 0-for-7 on third downs. She didn't necessarily say that I would say that the coach told me they need to be better on third down. So I want to be careful here and be fair to her on this. When she said I would make it up, she more or less meant I would do it on the fly. Is that what she meant? Or do you think it's deeper than that, that she actually would come out and say, yeah, after talking to coach so-and-so, they definitely need to get better on third down. And is that, how wrong is it? I think we agree that you can't make stuff up by attributing what a coach said, even if you're summarizing it. If you didn't talk to them, that's wrong. Now, does anybody really care?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, first of all, I don't know if anyone really cares. This is more like of a nothing burger in my mind.
Okay, so it's nothing. She shouldn't lose her job. We shouldn't be having an outrage.
Honestly,
she's not sidelined anymore, so.
Yeah, it's really not that big of a deal because of all the games, all the parts of the game, really. The coach said this. Like, I want to hear it from the coach's mouth.
Right.
But honestly, like, he's going to say the same thing. The coach is
true.
Going to
you're
say
not
the same
get,
thing. Who cares?
You're not going to get much from those. You never really do.
Unless the coach is really angry.
Yeah, maybe. And sometimes you get, like, Mike McDaniels, who's pretty creative, pretty outlandish. You'll see it just be weird, and it's kind of entertaining.
Or Mike Leach, the
yes,
former head
yes,
coach
of course,
several
yep.
colleges.
So some of those are really good.
Yeah.
Mike McDaniels, he was doing a sideline report at halftime, or someone was reporting with him at halftime, and he gets done with the interview, and he just takes off and runs and starts sprinting, and they're like, Mike Tirico's like, go get him, Mike. You know, like, that was funny. I was entertained by that. I don't like the fact that she said, hey, if she was actually saying, I talked to coach and this is what he said, I have a problem with that. If she's saying that I couldn't get the coach, so I just assumed he would say this, so I just said, and vaguely, they got to be better on third down, they're 0-for-7, clearly, you know, the coach is going to want to change that, he's going to fix that. Now, if that's what she said, and she's just assuming what he might have said, but she's not necessarily affirming that the coach said that, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with you just making it up in your mind, but don't attribute it. Don't say that I talked to the player, I talked to the coach. So there is a big difference. She is saying that she didn't do that in her Instagram feed. And when the interview she did, she doesn't actually say that she attributed false quotes to anybody. But you kind of read between the lines. Let's read some text. Big Hub says, I heard it was harder for radio sideline reporters to get reports than TV stations. Is that true? Like for us at UNC, we're the only one, like our guys at UNC are the only ones. We're not typically, I mean, I guess they're ESPN Plus and stuff, but not on our side. Nationally, is TV going to get more than radio? Yeah. TV's going to get TV because of the moving pictures things, right? Stupid TV.
Yeah, you listen to Westwood One. Westwood One,
they do a good job.
Yeah, they do a great job. They'll get you know, one of the best players on the field, but they're not going to get the quarterback. They're going to get you know, the wide receiver.
Same for after the games.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to have to go elsewhere. That's how it works. TV is king. And to what was that?
I was trying to clear my throat, but I didn't press the button all the way quick enough.
Scared me. Let's read some texts here. Smitty says, the worst part about the Carissa Thompson issue is certain medias are dragging race into the discussion. Now, I haven't seen that, Smitty, so help me out. I know Lisa Salters, and this is where I have a problem with Lisa Salters, Micah. I do. I think Nuggets Nation has a problem with Lisa freaking Salters. She says shocked, disappointed, disgusted. What we heard today called all sideline reporters into question. My job is an honor, a privilege, and a craft at which I have worked so hard. Trust and credibility. They mean everything to a journalist. To violate either one in any way not only makes a mockery of the profession, but it is a disservice to players, coaches, and more importantly, the fans. Well, get over yourself. We don't care about those interviews that much.
Those interviews are so dumb.
Is that all she said? Okay. Well, you know what's a disservice, Lisa Salters? You want to know what a disservice is? Admitting last year when the Nuggets won their championship that you'd never watched Nikola Jokic play basketball. You're an NBA sideline reporter, and you admitted that you never watched the not one, but two-time MVP. At that point, when she admitted this, she said she'd never watched him play basketball.
Roasted.
You're not good at your job. Micah, if I tell you that if Kevin Lytle gets on and I say, wow, you're a CSU reporter, and he doesn't know who Torrey Horton is, I'm going to go never having Kevin on ever again. Now, Kevin knows every single player backwards and front, everything about CSU. But if he came on and did that, I would never have him on again, and I would suggest that the Coloradoan find somebody that knows their crap. That's what I would suggest. Lisa Salters coming on is the equivalent to that on steroids. You're an NBA reporter, and you admit that you've never watched the two-time MVP play basketball. You covered the bubble. And the Nuggets were in the Western Conference Finals. There were four teams left at that point, Western Eastern Conference. And you're saying you never watched Nikola Jokic? What were you watching in the bubble? She said she was in the bubble. What were you watching there? So I have a problem with her coming out saying, shocked, disappointed, disgusted, my job is an honor. Well, then do your job. Cover the best players, and you should honestly know every starter, and you should probably watch at some point in your life every single starter in the NBA this season. You should watch at least one. At one point, you've watched every team play if you're a NBA reporter. Agreed?
Agreed. Can I just say something a little controversial?
Okay.
Most of these sideline reporters aren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them, their job is not necessary. Some of them are. I've always been a fan of Pam Oliver. I think she's the OG. She's probably not the best, but she is.
She was
the best.
I will say it's hard to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I've never done sideline reporting, I don't think. Pretty sure I haven't. That would be tough.
Yeah, but if you are a good sideline reporter, you gain trust, and then people are willing to say, okay, this person is injured. And
I'm going to hook you up.
I'm going to tell you what's going on. Like a good sideline reporter, that type of person who's got that information, yes, deserves to have a job. And if she was making that up,
right.
If she was totally making that stuff up, I would have a problem with this.
Well,
these halftime fluff interviews, it's just garnish on a dish that I get at a restaurant. I'm just going to throw that off because I don't want to see it.
Typically, like 90% of the time, sideline reports don't do much other than injuries. That's the only thing.
And then occasionally you'll get a sideline reporter who actually has the authorization to pop on the mic and start talking with the show host because they are that good.
Dixon says it's just not a good look if she just makes things up. Now we can get into that. Like, I will say this. If she's saying she just makes stuff up because she couldn't get the coach, then honestly, what's the point of having a sideline reporter? You know, Dixon says it. The guys in the booth could do the same blank. True. The guys in the booth can say they're 0-for-7 on third down. They need to be better there. They probably did. So if you have a sideline reporter that's just giving you a different view, I'm here on the sidelines, and from my view, they are 0-for-7 on third down. They need to get better if they're going to win. Well, now I'm just paying somebody to say what the host probably already said.
Yeah, you just need a sideline spotter.
But if she's saying, again, there's a big difference here. If she's saying, blah, 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 told me this, and she made that up, I have a bigger problem with that. Is it the end of the world? Should this Carissa Thompson now not be taken seriously? Whew, that's an interesting discussion. Because how often did she do it? I mean, are we talking all the time? And again, if she didn't attribute coaches and players, I really don't care. If she just was making stuff up on the sidelines, then I'm kind of with Dixon of, well, then what's the point really of having her? You can't get the coach. You can't talk about injuries. But I do. The biggest thing a sideline reporter does is investigate injuries during the game. That's the number one thing, unless there's fights or anything weird going on. The 970 texting in here. This isn't journalism. She's part of an entertainment production. So are you saying that the sideline reporting really isn't journalism? Isn't anyway? It's just an entertainment production, so it's not a big deal. Or are you saying that she should now not be taken seriously as a journalist?
I think some of them can be taken seriously as journalists, and if you're just there as, you know, just to be fluff, just to say, this is what the guy said, and blah, 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 that's fluff. If you are actually reporting, that's journalism.
Joe Burrow hurt his wrist. I saw him go to the locker room. The doctor, team doctor came out and told me that he's not coming back for the game. That is crucial information that I need to watch this football game, like what happened last night. Thursday night special, nailed it, never a doubt. I've actually not lost 3 weeks in a row. Haven't won 3 weeks in a row, Micah, but I haven't lost. Do you know what I mean when I say that?
You mean that you are very good at your job?
No, I'm not. The record would not say that. I pushed last weekend. Yes, I pushed. So I did not lose, but I didn't win. Big Hub says, Carissa should have not said anything at all. It's her wording that makes other reporters mad. Yeah, she shouldn't have said it.
Was an insider secret? Do all of them make that up? Because there are a number of them. There's one gal, and I can't remember her name, but she does like all the major college football games, and she's one of the best.
I've been doing this show for a while, Micah. I've never felt the need to make something up. Now, again, this isn't sideline reporting. I prep for my show. I prepare my show. I'm not at a loss for words. I know what I'm going to be talking about and where I'm going to go. In that case, for a sideline reporter, they can do all the prep in the world, but what they are paid for, the reason they are there, is to get me some kind of information. We are going to you 8 times a game, whatever. I don't know how many times they go to them, but you have to be ready to give us something. Otherwise, we'll find somebody that can't. So that, I do understand, we want to hear what the coach has to say about the first half. I was not able to get it. I was not able to talk.
Yeah, so just don't go to her.
But
like,
then,
don't
then
go
you
to the sideline.
Then you fire her, right? And you say, well, we're not able to get anything.
If you can't, sometimes coaches are coaches. Sometimes coaches just don't want to talk, or they're yelling at the team.
Then you just don't go to her. Yeah,
You can't. Sometimes it's out of the control of the sideline reporter. I understand. Like, I think I'm pretty pragmatic at times. Like, this, it's just a nothing burger, in my opinion.
Ultimately, I'll forget about it tomorrow.
Forget about what?
Yeah. I don't like the Lisa Salters thing because I have a big problem with her. I was very upset with her. Humble Gary says, it's absolutely an entertainment production thing over journalism. How many ugly sideline reporters are there? You're not wrong. I mean, that's where you're going.
Yeah, and how many
good-looking people?
How many ugly anchors are there? People are shallow and they
now,
want
but,
pretty.
But radio, on the other hand, we can be as ugly as we want, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty handsome, but the rest of you
True.
Guys.
No, you look good. Dixon says, can't wait for the next one. And she makes a big deal by throwing out some kind of specific language disclaimer about what she has to say. What she's about to say.
Can I have a language disclaimer about whatever Dixon says?
Big Hub says Holly Rowe is her name, to answer Micah's question.
Yes. I love her. She is awesome.
Give me a picture of Holly Rowe. I'm a face person. I need to see. Just Google it.
She's very short.
Why can't I see her in my mind right now?
I can only see her in my mind. I never remember her name. She does all the college football, like all the good college football games.
She's good.
Pam Oliver, in my mind,
Pam Oliver's legit.
Yeah, she was the best. She started off with Fox.
You know who's good, doesn't get enough credit?
Who?
Is Sergio Dipp. Like, I don't care who you are. That was the most entertaining sideline report of my life. That was the best sideline report that I've ever seen.
You know what I think?
It's fine. I'll just make up the report.
Are you making that up, Brady?
Yeah, you should put that in the bed now because I want that. But, like, you do want to trust your journalists. You want to trust your radio people. You want to trust your TV show hosts. You don't want to hear that they're getting bogus information. Now, I had tweeted, Micah, I had tweeted something out at the beginning of the football season. I had some guy that was an insider that I trust. I tweeted out, I think I tweeted out something along the lines of, the belief is around CSU that Joe Parker is not being aggressive in making phone calls to move into another conference. And I got a lot of flack for that. I did. Got some positives, got some negatives.
And I apologized for that.
And I was asked, like, okay, where'd you get this information? And I'm not going to reveal that. But I didn't say it was coming from me. I said, according to a source, Joe Parker is not being aggressive, picking up the phone, trying to get into another conference. Even the CSU people, I talked to Joe Parker after the fact. And I said, hey, I'm not trying to be a jerk here. That's just something that I heard. And at the end of the day, I think that CSU more or less looked at that like, well, yeah, I mean, not right now. You know, we're not picking up the phone right now, man. But I'm not an idiot. Well, sometimes I am. But I know at some point Joe Parker was on phone calls with potential conference ADs and stuff. I know that. At some point he was. But again, the inside report that I got was that he's not really being active right now. And so I put that out there. But it wasn't a made-up thing. I said according to a source. I didn't say according to Joe Parker, according to Jay Norvell, according to Nico Medved. It was none of those guys, by the way. So if I would have said that and I lied, then, dude, yeah, man, no one's going to trust me ever again. And they shouldn't. But this thing here, what she did, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's not groundbreaking. I do have an issue if she's saying that Coach Norvell told me that they need to get their offense fixed in the second half. That's where I have a problem with it. Again, does this mean I'm saying you shouldn't be a Carissa Thompson fan and she's not good at what she does? No, not really. I'm not where Lisa Salters is. Shocked, disappointed, disgusted. I'm not there with you. Because I was shocked, disappointed, disgusted when you said you'd never watch the two-time MVP play a basketball game. 28 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hear Preps Talk and Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado boys basketball history. Weekdays from 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
You're just trying to make me mad. You're just trying to make me mad, Michael. You know all the buttons to push. You do.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm running the board.
And literally, yeah. Both ways. Let's see. This is good. I enjoy this discussion very much. Dixon says, it's just the kind of thing, talking about Carissa Thompson. That's her name, right? God, I'm terrible with names anymore. With Carissa Thompson, Dixon says, it's just kind of the thing that'll stick with you, unfortunately, in that business. People will forever associate her with this controversy, and she will be the subject of memes and such. Social media, unfortunately for her, keeps these types of mistakes alive and breathing longer than if something like this happened 20 years ago. Maybe the clip that you just played, you know, the one I just made it up. You know, maybe that's going to be out there more. But I don't know. I mean, personally, I view it as I take her at her word in her Instagram post, and it doesn't sound like she was saying she attributed quotes to players and coaches. So if she's not doing that, and by the term made up, she was meaning ad-libbed, then I really don't have an issue with this.
Yeah, there
thing.
You go. She probably ad-libbed it.
Yeah, so if she was ad-libbing because she couldn't get a coach or player, zero issue. Again, then the conversation with the powers that be comes to, well, how much is she actually ad-libbing versus actually getting a coach or a player to talk to? And if she's ad-libbing the whole time, then what are we paying her for? We can do that with the broadcasters. So I that becomes a different discussion. My guess is she, in her time, in her career, she had plenty of opportunities to interview a head coach and a player. Otherwise, I don't think she'd be at the level she's at right now. She's at a high level when it comes to media.
Yeah, you're right. She probably did. She probably didn't, quote, make it up. It's probably all ad-libbing. The coach was probably like, yeah, we need to do this and that. Now get the hell out. That's coaches, when they're losing, are probably super grumpy.
It's a worthwhile discussion. Like, do you have a problem with it? And a lot of you guys seem to have a problem with it, seem to have an issue with this. And some of you are kind of looking at it. And Tanner says, welcome to the smart side. Well, that was before I had all the facts, Tanner. And I also listened to her interview, at least the clip that we played. And she doesn't say specifically that she quoted a coach or a player. She misquoted. She faked a quote. She doesn't say that. She said she would not have a coach out there or something. So I just made it up. And I would say something like, you know, they need to get right on third down. She didn't actually say, coach told me that they need to be better on third down. She didn't say that she said that. And then she Instagrammed it saying that I did not lie. I did not attribute false quotes. I made it up.
It's fine. I'll just make up the report.
Yeah. Make up the report. And that, listen, you're on a podcast. You might just say things. You might mean it differently. I don't know. I'm kind of inclined to think that maybe she didn't attribute quotes, that she just kind of ad-libbed, that she'd make up the report. So the report would be, they need to get right on third and seven. No, there's no doubt that that's what's on coach's mind. That's still not directly quoting anybody. 37 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Might as well just bring this on the air. I'm a little worried about you next week. You're doing something that I didn't think you were very interested in doing. You're going to be dog sitting next week, Michael? Is that right?
It's dog sitting over Christmas.
Oh, Christmas. My bad. Sorry. My bad. Different.
I'm doing it for a friend, but I'm also hanging out with that friend next week.
Oh, okay. But on Christmas, you're going to dog sit? Now, do you have a dog?
After Christmas, I think around the 27th.
It doesn't really matter the date, man. I mean, just the fact that you're going to be dog sitting is fascinating to me, and I want to learn more about why anyone in their right mind would choose you to watch their dog.
Especially since I'm a cat person.
Are you looking forward to this? I mean, this is your moment to shine, man. You're going to be a hero.
I have negotiated free food.
Okay. Like dog food or?
No. Okay. No, like, right. So my friend is a good cook. So I've negotiated some free meals.
Okay. All right. What is your, like you said, it's an older dog. So really, it's just going to lay there? You don't have to do much with it? Do you have to take it on a walk?
Oh, no. She's incredibly energetic.
Oh, okay.
And
that's going to be interesting. So she's mean?
Well, she's like, she just barks all the time.
Okay.
But
well,
like
dogs.
I've seen her enough to where, like, after the first 45 minutes of her barking at me, she eventually is like, whatever.
Are you going to have to walk the dog?
It's going to be cold, so I don't think it's necessary,
well, you can
but
put those
I probably
little dog,
will anyway.
Those dog shoes on them, you know, dress them up, put a little sweater on them, put the dog
well,
shoes
if
on
it's,
it.
If it's cold outside, yeah. I probably will not walk the dog. It's like snowy.
Okay, so you're not going to walk the dog.
Are
you
going to
feed
will,
the
maybe.
Dog? Like, do you know, like, are you given how often you got to feed it? That kind of thing.
I will have some instructions. I told my friend, write down some instructions for me.
Now is
so
this
I will remember.
Is this one of those people with pets that's like very they baby their animals? Like it's you gotta give them this at this time, you gotta do that, or is it more like I mean, I grew up on a farm. It was literally just dump dog food into a bowl. Good luck, we'll see you in a day.
kind of half and half. So the dog does get left home all day, but it's a matter of keeping the dog company because she'll be out of town.
Okay. You're going to keep the dog company.
Yeah, I'm going to keep the dog company. Okay. I'm still going to come to work.
Is this something that you are wanting to advertise out to our listeners that, hey, you need a dog sitter? You know, I might be a rookie at this, but I feel like I'm going to be pretty good. If you need me, here I am.
If you need a cat sitter.
You wouldn't do the dog sitting. This is just for one friend, favor,
this is a favor for a friend. I'm not looking. Well, wait, how much money can I make for this?
What if they just pay you in food?
No.
What if it's like?
It's going to have to be cash and Mountain
Dew. How much you charging? I'm out for 3 days and I need somebody to watch Fluffy. How much you charging for 3 days?
Let's see here. $7,000.
$7,000 to watch a dog. That better be a really good
$7,000 or $1,000 of Bitcoin.
It's stupid.
I'm just making things up.
So I could pay you $1,000 in video game money?
Yes. $1,000 of video game money that I can use on video games.
I don't even know. Can you use Bitcoin now? How do you use this?
In some places. Some places you
You're
can.
You're all about this stuff.
Some of them, not all of them.
What? What does that mean?
Well, I like some of the cryptocurrencies. Oh. I don't like all of them.
Right. Bitcoin
I don't get into the meme coins or Dogecoin.
Why would you get into those? This is bad business, man. Stupid, right?
Yeah, I don't. That stuff's just a little weird for me.
Oh, yeah. It's
or NFTs. Totally not getting into
stupid.
NFTs.
Stupid. I hate NFTs. What is an NFT?
Non-fungible token.
What does that mean?
I still don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out, guys. My brain does not work technologically, so I'm still trying to figure it out.
I think we should.
I know a lot more than I used to.
You should do a podcast about this. And as you're learning,
Micah doesn't understand.
Yeah, Micah's learning what this is, and it's just 20 minutes of you talking about what you think it is.
How about 20 minutes of someone trying to explain something I don't understand? And then the next episode is someone saying the same thing to me, only I kind of understand a little bit more. And then the next episode, it just every episode progressively I get more informed, but I still have to ask the same stupid questions because I just don't understand technology that well.
I don't either. The Well County Swami says, I feel bad for the dog. Did get a text here of an accident, rollover accident at 392 and County Road 37. Avoid that area. 392 and County Road 37 rollover accident. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Big football Friday coming up, man. You got hoops. You got college basketball. The Nuggets are in their in-season tournament game coming up, so we got that to get into. I wanted to spend some time on this Deion Sanders thing. Prime time. He fires off coaches that he thinks are telling recruits that he's leaving Colorado. So he's basically saying, hey, coaches are telling recruits that might mention that Colorado is in their mix and their view that I'm leaving. I'm leaving Colorado. So here's what he said here. This was from Fox Sports. In the midst of the Buffalo's four-game losing streak, Sanders was asked on his weekly coaches show, I believe that was with Mark Johnson, what recruits think about the team's recent skid. Sanders said he thinks that the recruits he's targeting aren't thinking about the recent losses before turning his attention to address coaches who've told high schoolers that he won't be in Boulder for much longer. He said this, I think it's interesting that he just brushes past the, no, they don't care that we're losing. He said this, quote, they're not thinking about what transpired. They're thinking about how they're the missing piece of this puzzle that can help this transpire. So that's where they are. The number one thing is I don't talk about any other coaches or teams or staffs. I don't believe in that. I'm not going to put you down so I can stand up. I've never been that type of player or person in my life. But all these other schools are telling these young men and their families, I am not going to be here. I come at it in two different ways. They think that we're going to be so successful that I'm going to leave. They understand what we possess and the potential we possess, but that's not true. So he kind of just glosses over the whole, hey, Are you are recruits kind of getting iffy because you've lost four in a row? Yeah, he's saying, no, I'm selling it as you're the missing piece, which you could argue he's doing, which or you couldn't argue. That sounds exactly like what he's doing. And he should be doing that. The Buffs, as much as, you know, we got a lot of haters for the Buffs around this area, it seems like. But as much as you want to hate Colorado, they've been close. 34-31 to Arizona. 26-19 Oregon State, 28-16 UCLA, 46-43 Stanford, shouldn't have been that, but they beat Arizona State, 48-41 USC. Other than the Oregon game, CU has not been blown out. They've covered spreads. They've been in games. So for primetime to say that I'm using it as, hey, we're in these games, but I'm using you as the missing piece. Like, you, if you come here, we turn that 34-31 loss into a 37-34 win or 36-34 win or something like that.
And those opponents are pretty good. Oregon State's really good. Arizona State is a surprise this year. And Oregon is special.
And that's the only team that's blown them out. So I think it's fair for me to look at this team and say, man, you fix the offensive line, you might be a 7-8 win team next year. You were right there. Flip those around. That's the difference. Our boy Blake, says, if there's anyone who knows about dogs, it's Micah. He won't shut up about the Huskies on Saturdays.
There we go. Go Dogs.
Ooh, they got Oregon State this weekend, right?
Yep.
Ooh, what do you think?
I will not be wearing orange or black tomorrow. I'm wearing orange and black today. Not wearing that tomorrow.
Kind of feels like you're, you know, supporting Oregon State today.
No, I'm supporting the Broncos and wearing black jeans.
Smitty says the real CU record, 3-1-5. Three wins, one loss, five moral victories. See? The hate. Flying Dutchman texting it. I am most impressed that the Buffaloes never give up. Yeah, I mean, I think there's something to say for that. You know, I know you want to, some people knock the whole moral victories thing. He's in year one of this thing. And they are not giving up. They have been in every single game, save for the Oregon game. So there's a reason to be optimistic. 12:51 the time. Got to take a quick break. Football Friday, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizzas, coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Broncos Vikings, huge game Sunday night. Two of the hottest teams in the NFL. How about that? We'll be right back.
Isaiah Stevens Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. Thanks to Cables Pub and Grill for being one of our wonderful sponsors. You guys know my feelings on Cables Pub and Grill, man. I love it. I love their specials. I love the atmosphere, the environment. I love where they're located. They do everything right. It's one of my go-tos. If not, it's definitely my go-to in the Greeley area. I got two go-tos: Cables Pub and Grill in Greeley, Crazy Carl's Pizza in Fort Collins. So it's great when you have go-tos that have delicious food, great drink specials, a wonderful environment just to hang out. And that's what Cables does, man. They've been doing that for years. Truly is where my friends meet. That's Cables Pub and Grill. First Advantage, text line 888-530-0043. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to talk all things Broncos, Vikings. Big weekends for, well, the Colorado Buffaloes going up against Washington State. I think it's fair to say that one could be a winnable game for the Buffs. It's the next week you're worried about going up against Utah. But five wins, another win, would make, I think, people feel a little bit better. Everybody likes to win, right, Mike? It's always good to win. It's better to win. So we'll get into all that on the other side. Football Friday, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, coming up next.